This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Good morning, Jeremy and Joe on a Four Nations Friday. I don't have football Fridays.
Not anymore.
Sal asked a good question about James Cook real quickly, that you think he's hurting his case by going public with wanting $15 million a year. I don't. And he had a bunch of calls yesterday talking about that. Hey, maybe his brother's putting him up to it. I wouldn't think that either. I think Cook knows what he's doing and has a compelling case, and he has a brother that's been through it before him to kind of show him you kind of have to do what you got to do here. And if you go public, then you go public. But I mean, are we thinking the Bills are less likely to sign him because of that? Because I don't.
If they I don't think their number changes.
No.
That they would do it at based on him posting on Instagram.
And if the big thing that players say is they let you be you, then that would apply here too. Go for it, man. Just don't, you know, try not to embarrass us. Go ahead and ask for $15 million. 803-0550. Anyway, to the Wester Hotline, Mr. Mike Shope of the Afternoon Show is on with us to chat.
Because we have a fantasy draft February 15th.
I'm checking the calendar here. A fantasy football draft in February. Known as the February Fix.
The greatest one we've ever done. This league is into its ninth year. Nobody has ever dropped out, literally, and it's the latest one we've ever done.
Wow.
February 15th is the latest.
It's the latest the draft's ever been?
Yes. Yes.
So
we used to do these before the Bills got pretty. We would always do these the day before the Super Bowl, but then, like, Sal is in the league. Hey, guys, I might have to go this year. I don't know. Maybe all of us would have gone. So it's just been safer to put it off a week.
So it's the February Fix League, and that's to what? Fix the
get your fix.
Get your fix for drafting fantasy teams is pretty much the idea.
That's correct. Well, I mean, you could maybe the fix would apply better in, like, March or April, when you're more distant from last season, but that's what we, you know, the F's, right? February fix.
Yep.
So
yeah, it couldn't be the March fix. It wouldn't have the same hit to it. Is this year any weirder for you than others? Like, I've got 3-4 players that I'm like, so I'm picking 13th in this thing, and like Bucky Irving, Brian Thomas Jr., like guys that are completely worth, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, I feel like are all worthy of first-round picks, and I'm mentally and just not thinking of them yet as like the number one player on a roster.
Yes, interesting. And we're 14 teams for the first time.
Right.
We expanded, so there'll be a couple of guys that get into our first round, even perhaps Ashton Jeanty, who has yet to play down in the NFL. What's different, I mean, I've drafted 15 or 20 teams so far for this year or for next year. And it's really like the opposite of last year, where the older running backs who killed it, like starting with Saquon Barkley, are getting much more respect. Derrick Henry, Josh Jacobs, even like Kamara and Connor, these guys that they beat the odds. I mean, they stayed on the field and had great years for their fantasy owners, whereas a lot of receivers kind of busted. You think about like Olave or Jalen Waddle, who were second-round picks last year and didn't get there for you at all. So depending on the format, this year is more respect for those running backs. I'm still avoiding them, mostly, I will tell you, because I still think the odds are bad. They're worse that next year, a year older, guys like Henry and Barkley and Joe Mixon are going to be that productive. I got lucky in our Shopes and Dreams League because I had old running backs who I bet on the year before and kind of did nothing. And then last year, they sort of all lined up and had great seasons.
Joe and I both looked at each other. You sure did get
the roster
lucky in the League of Shopes and Dreams.
The roster.
Juba Hubbard.
QB1, RB1, wide receiver 1, neighbors Mixon, Chuba Hubbard.
The stars win.
Yeah, it was not an everybody eats philosophy, was it?
No. Well, only you eat. One person eats. That's it.
That's right.
Alpha dogs.
Yeah.
I'm buying an Olamide Zaccheaus jersey for his performance in the fantasy finals.
Yes. Mike Shope on the Western Hotline. Some fantasy chatter here.
So this is 14 teams, and it's two quarterbacks.
Was there forgive me. Was there an RFP put out for proposals for expansion into this league? Because I'm looking through my papers here, guys. I didn't get an invitation. I'm just saying, you know.
Last year, one of our original owners couldn't make it. He had a wedding. I feel like a wedding is a good enough excuse. There aren't many, but you have a wedding, okay. Mm-hmm. So I filled it with another friend, and then there's been one close friend of ours, who we all know, that's been knocking on the door, banging on the door to be in this league, like, since year two. So I called on him, but I appreciate your interest.
It is also, if you want a future proposal, it is the type of league where you could have an odd number because there are not matchups. One-on-one.
True.
The quarterback thing was a challenge, Joe. I mean,
yes.
We are 14. And so what we're doing is you're drafting team QBs instead of players. So
because there's not going to be enough starting quarterbacks really for everybody to go around and have it be fair.
Right. So there'll be it'll be exactly 28 team quarterbacks that get picked. That will encompass the rookies, too. So you're not going to be drafting Cam Ward tomorrow. If you draft Cleveland quarterback, then you'll get him if they draft him.
Right.
Obviously.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And really, are there... What's the number? How many jobs right now, I mean, for our league, that actually helps this, that you're picking the team and not the individuals? Because if we were picking the individuals, again, maybe this is just recency bias and this isn't that different from the past, but how many teams right now do we just have no idea who their week one starter is? I mean, it's at least a few.
It's like It's like eight, I think. It's a lot. That doesn't even include Indianapolis, who maybe there's a question there. But you're right. Guys like Aaron Rodgers and Cousins, you know, they might be drafted in this thing normally, but now you don't have to really worry about it. The Browns and the Giants, who will probably draft one, I would think.
Yep. The Jets.
Titans, Raiders.
Steelers.
And a couple others. Steelers, that's right. A couple others.
Yeah. So basically, okay, so we take that risk out of it, and then what do you think of Ashton Jeanty, without giving away your draft strategy? Because last year there when would the first rookie running back have been picked in this league for us? Like, last year wasn't the year for that.
Oh my,
super
no
late.
Right. The only one running back was picked in the first two rounds of the NFL draft, and that was Jonathan Brooks off a torn ACL.
Right, and so, now he might miss a part of 2025. By the way.
That's right.
I remember the first year.
I'll say on Jeanty.
Yeah, go ahead.
I will say on Jeanty, in underdog drafts, which have been up and running for a couple of weeks, it's fun. He goes like 15, around like pick 15, right next to Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
So you have sort of an ideological choice to make in the early second round between a rookie and last year's consensus 101. One of the best fantasy players ever.
That's a great.
I feel like I would be bullish on Jeanty just because. He's going to get drafted in the first round. He's going to get drafted.
Like, Jameer, he might get drafted probably top 10, right?
Right, and I feel like Bijan had to split time early on, but has still been pretty productive, and Gibbs splits time and has been productive. Any team that takes him, like, I can remember, Mike, the Najee Harris draft. People loved that because it's, a running back in Pittsburgh. But and he of course, got volume, too. I would expect Jeanty, if he goes pretty high, to be productive in his rookie season. His missed tackle rate is what, Joe, like 30% higher than anybody else in college football.
Mm-hmm.
He's an incredible player, and if he goes high, he's probably going to get fed.
Great point. You'd hope so. It's actually, you're saying the right names. It's actually since Barkley, since a rookie in the first round mm-hmm. went to a team and then just actually was their three down running back. I mean, Bijan wasn't, and Travis Etienne got hurt, and, you know, like, Gibbs wasn't. As good as Gibbs is, there was Montgomery. So, as a fantasy player, I'm like, can this just be sort of a normal one where he goes to, like, Dallas, and he's on the field all the time? That's the 12th pick. I think that's, at this point, it sounds like that's the latest he'll go.
The first pick I ever made in this league was Barkley in the first round as a rookie. And...
That's the first pick I ever made in Chokes and Dreams as a rookie.
Was Barkley? Right now,
auction, but yeah.
On Jeanty, Bovada has odds up on him. He is, so that's offshore, but minus 170 to go to the Cowboys. Who I think picked 12.
Well, sort of obvious, right? If you're drafting Jeanty, that's what you want, I think. It's Brian Schottenheimer.
Yeah. Right.
That's what you want. I don't, like, a lot of other situations, you know, most situations in the league now, you know, you'd expect a timeshare.
All right. Well, I'm excited. I'm very excited.
Have a review of the Four Nations?
I enjoyed it. It's a home run. I mean, I wondered going into it if there would be the necessary motivation from the players and just what it would look like. But when you said this morning how Canada-Sweden was like the highest rated game in the States, that said a lot. Kachuk, one of the Kachuks, is calling tomorrow's game the biggest of his life.
Brady Kachuk said that, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Like, it was. It's a great watch. So, good for hockey, for once.
Absolutely.
And by the way, Joe, you guys were talking earlier, like, is the fact that they haven't run one of these for 9 years contributing 100%? I mean, mm-hmm. the Kachuks, it was said last night, have never been on a team together. You know, this could have been, like, their fifth time, and we wouldn't care. So the mm-hmm. absence of this kind of tournament does help it.
Yep. Nope. I think I agree. That makes the heart grow fonder on international hockey. I like it.
Thanks, Mike.
My pleasure. See you guys.
Yep. All right. See you tomorrow.
Mike Shope, you have a fantasy draft tomorrow. Location?
13th pick will be at Bright Smith Brewing. It'll be fun.
All right.
What am I going to do with 13? Would I pick Ashton Jeanty at 13 over, like, Christian
it's
McCaffrey?
It's a straight redraft, right?
So you're just straight redraft. Okay, so just for this season, not knowing what team he's on. Like, McCaffrey, again, most of you are going to have, almost all, you're going to have 7 months to figure this out. He is 30 and coming off two injuries, an Achilles tendonitis. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do with it. He actually got hurt in the Bills game, didn't he? Isn't that where he got the season-ending injury? He came back, and then I thought he got hurt against the Bills.
That sounds right.
And then never came back.
Extendo Sports coming up. We have another, I think, potentially cool sporting event with one NFL player and one Olympic star. They say they're going to do it. We'll tell you what that is next.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.